Your hospice and home health. We are Ivy Creek Healthcare, and we care for you.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh,
John,
what is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. FBI Director Chris Wray is called by Senate Republicans to testify today about the origins of the Trump campaign investigation, a day ahead of House testimony called by Democrats from former Special Counsel Robert Mueller about his report. Fox's Chad Pergram.
The Judiciary Committee will probe five areas of what Democrats see as obstruction, involving efforts to fire Mueller himself and the dangling of pardons. The Intelligence Committee will ask about what the president may have known ahead of time regarding WikiLeaks emails.
Emails involving the Clinton campaign. President Trump and congressional leaders announced a bipartisan deal on federal spending. It still needs a vote in Congress, and some Republicans say there's too much spending.
The deal covers roughly $3 trillion in spending over 2 years and would suspend the debt ceiling until July 2021. It also raises spending by nearly $320 billion over current levels, and it forgoes the steep spending cuts initially sought by the Trump administration.
Fox's Sean Langell. This is Fox News.
Toast. Oh, which reminds me. Hey, Mom! Make me some avocado toast! Mom! Mom!
This has been today's Millennial Moment, and they ask me why I drink.
Do you know if you're listening to a great morning show? You ask the experts. Greg Budell, what should a great morning radio show be?
The best part of waking up.
Jay Scott, do you feel what you guys do in the morning will go down in history?
Oh, yeah.
Emily Hayes, why do so many believe that Greg Budell is such a great morning show host?
It's because he's famous and everybody's read his book.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Would you compare this show to pizza?
Congratulations, you've ruined pizza.
And Rich Thomas, I know you have to be focused 100% to do a show like this. Now...
Wait a minute.
Ice cream truck.
Rich? Okay, we'll come back to you.
I was here first.
But right now, stand by for three men.
That's right.
And a lady.
I am so organized today that I already have my convoluted introduction for Random Facts.
You are kidding me.
Oh.
Dear Diary.
It's an amazing thing. Three men and a lady ready to hit the drum. We got changes coming in the weather. That's priority one. Jay's here. Emily on the way. Right now, the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
How rare is a cool front that makes it all the way through the state of Alabama in July or in the summertime? It almost never happens, but it's going to happen today. The front has entered northwest Alabama, reaches probably south of Montgomery by about 7 p.m., and then all the way to the coast by late tonight. Showers and thunderstorms develop out ahead of the front, especially later this morning and into the early evening until the frontal passage. High in the low to mid-80s, held down by clouds and showers. With thunderstorms ending this evening, it turns cooler late, overnight low 67. Tomorrow and Thursday, mostly sunny, less humid, comfortable days, cooler nights. Highs in the upper 80s, lows at night, mid to upper 60s. Friday, we're up around 90. Little humidity coming in, creeping back by Friday evening. Saturday and Sunday, hot and humid. High in the low 90s. Scattered hit or miss storms, business as usual. This will all seem like a dream. Right now this morning, with a dew point of 73, which is going to, the bottom will drop out on that. By tomorrow morning, dew points in the mid-50s. Following morning, low 50s. Temperature right now with partly cloudy skies, 75 at 611.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Do you know what today is?
Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
What's up with your hair?
The world's first bad hair day.
Your hair's all messed up.
Having a bad hair day.
Your hair's so messed up.
This is the worst bad hair day ever.
I love what you've done with your hair.
Oh, looks like I'm in for a bad hair day.
Well, grab a brush and
fix your hair.
Fix your hair.
And get back to work.
And get back to work.
Because it's showtime.
Every time I put something on Facebook, I feel like I get a lesson on what people care about. Yesterday, we put, Emily sent a photo of 1985 Ken and 2019 Ken.
Yep.
And all I said was thoughts. 141 comments.
Yeah.
And a couple are at the very end here. Sue says, the 2019 Ken is effeminate, in my opinion. And Nick says, that's Ellen on the right.
He does look a little...
Well, that was the year they gave him a man bun. They had like 18 different Kens.
Right.
That's actually 2017 Ken, and there was like a bunch of different ones, a man bun Ken and all this other stuff. And I get the comments everybody's putting, but also understand that these are dolls geared towards women. Boy is picking these up, and mostly no boys picking these up and playing with them.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, as Seinfeld would say.
I'm just saying, even if they are, then it's likely appealing to whatever that they feel they want to play with. So I don't know. There was a lot of like, it's tearing away the mask. It's a doll for girls. What is it tearing away the masculinity of men? No, it's not.
Why does Bailey think I'm hiding, holding back on the chickens?
You must smell like food.
Just the,
just that part of your body?
Just...
awkward.
That might be on the menu tomorrow, by the way.
What?
Oh, I don't know
what you're
talking about.
Sausage.
Let me think about baseball.
Or you could talk about spring football practice, too.
Oh, jeez.
If you're feeling threatened.
Been a while since we've had sausage balls.
Why don't we break for local news? Emily a chance to settle in because we have a brand new menthol Meredith.
Hallelujah.
In fact, let's do that now because it's about the wedding season and it's very funny.
You're going to love that sandwich downstairs, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's the best one he's done yet.
Well, I'm glad I can keep outdoing myself. That's good with food and
that's
sex.
Okay with us.
Try outdoing yourself tomorrow. Same sandwich.
Menthol Meredith at 6:14.
Well, it's wedding season, that magical time of the year when I have to go to church on my day off. That I hate love, it's just that I hate weddings. Hell, I hate everything about them. I'm required to wear pantyhose. The iced tea always sucks. people get all huffy if you smoke in the pew during the ceremony. And the whole thing's a big charade anyway. When my cousin got married to her sixth husband, Alejandro, the preacher asked if anyone could think of any reason why they shouldn't get married. And I could think of something, so I stood up and told him. I said, Your Honor, my cousin is pregnant and she's pretty sure it ain't Alejandro's. And if that thing comes out white as mayonnaise, I'm gonna be the one footing the divorce bill, so maybe they should just wait and see how it all turns out. Well, apparently no one actually wanted to hear what I had to say because I was forcibly removed from the church and my cousin didn't speak to me again. Well, not until her little ball of mayo came out and she needed divorce money. But anyway, happy wedding season, y'all.
Well, this is going to play into our TV subject this morning, which Emily and Andrew can take center stage on.
Well, are you sure?
Well, about the most common pre-wedding disagreements. For instance, where to have the wedding. You know, what do we do about the honeymoon? Is it going to be... What religious service is it going to be? Or is it going to be religious service? Or that kind of thing. These questions that come up. And how much to spend?
Oh, that's the kicker.
Yeah. Do you invite an ex?
What? No.
I would have, if my daughter's mom and her husband invited me, I would have been happy to go. I was happy for them.
Yeah.
They did not invite me, as it turned out.
Well, probably.
I think had more to do with his family
right.
than it did him.
I don't think it has anything to do with you, necessarily. Just, you know.
I think that just puts both parties in an awkward position.
Yeah, well,
and so, out of courtesy to avoid awkward feelings.
I did make an issue out of it. I make a fuss. And they let me stay at their house in the mountains in North Carolina a couple of years. So,
yeah?
How can I complain?
No.
But that will be interesting. We have plenty of experience there. And our most electrifying story of the day is coming up right after local news at 6:16.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a deadly weekend shooting. 23-year-old Kadarius Fountain is charged with capital murder and the shooting death of 18-year-old James Richardson III. He is in the Montgomery County Jail without bond. Governor Kay Ivey's Criminal Justice Commission met for the first time Monday. This group will tackle issues like overcrowding, understaffing, and safety in prisons. The group will meet again next month and tour state prisons. And Montgomery Public Schools is showing improvement in its accreditation process. A report from Advanced Ed shows 5 of 9 areas are now meeting standards. In March of 2018, 8 of 9 areas were below standards. The school system will undergo a standard accreditation evaluation in the spring of 2020. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTE OutdoorPower.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news,
It's Greg Budell.
Let's give this the big introduction, shall we?
Tear up the front page. Stand by for a scoop. Stop the presses. Copy boy. Copy boy. Stop the presses.
I think any time to...
It still goes, yeah.
I think any time that they invent a new way to make pancakes, this is big breaking news for most people.
I'm shocked, shocked.
And it will be available soon, and I'm going to be looking forward to Food Outlet at cost plus 10%. And that is Aunt Jemima is starting pancakes in a cup. You just add water, stir, pop it in the microwave, and you have a cup full of pancakes.
Couple pancake?
This is absolutely amazing.
It comes in two flavors, buttermilk and maple, and chocolate chip.
I think
the buttermilk and maple is it.
Next thing you know, they'll put a man on the moon.
I wouldn't be surprised, you know, given if they're ready to make pancakes at the touch of a button with a little water. This is almost like an MRE, a meal ready to eat.
Right.
We will follow this story closely, and as soon as this item becomes available, I'll pick it up at Food Outlet. We'll try it on you guys.
Next news at 7, bulletins at once.
That would be flippin' awesome to have cupo pancakes for breakfast.
I've done the instant pancakes before with the, whatever it was. It came in a...
Use your words.
What am I trying to say?
It came in like a pint container like I did.
Right, and just at...
You saw the thing, didn't you?
What?
What?
I got to show
you. Like you came... You.
I'm not a pancake person, but when Rosie brought the bacon and pancakes the other day with the syrup.
See that, Jane?
Rosie.
Oh, yeah.
Queen.
That's a pint. And I used to be on the side of that pint for Borden's.
I love
something like that. It was a plastic container. You just added water, shook it up, and you had the batter.
That was a Hungry Jack thing, wasn't it?
I think it was Bisquick.
Maybe they both had it.
I'm still getting reactions of this.
I love Rick's comment.
What did Rick say? It's going to not be shared on the air.
It was just funny.
You know what I'd say? I think I remember him say, you said some missing porn star?
Yes.
That's our buttery boys. Yeah. Hey, I'll get those Aunt Jemima pancakes and with a little butter from the boss. We'll be in business. All right, and there's lots more on the way. We got a slew of morning maroons. And something about, mental health days for youths that one school system in the progressive state of Oregon thinks that a kid needs a mental health day, they should get it. We have a song dedicated to the next door being a woman. Timeline ahead with Rich Thomas, today's lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. And then we'll be talking, I called it on our little tease on Facebook this morning, the premarital whim-whams.
Whim-whams.
But we're kind of doing this.
I thought that was something completely different.
To help my buddy Andrew out. 622. Whenever there's an occasion, the place that has come to the rescue for folks around the River Region for years is Brian Jewelry. In Prattville for 63 years, back when Prattville was a tiny little town, they had their own jewelry store. And they served primarily people from the preferred community. But now, as their reputation and store has grown from a little startup shop to a strip mall store to now their own freestanding building at 1778 East Main in Prattville. People come from all over to have the Brian Jewelry experience because they know. As a matter of fact, I'm expecting a package from South Florida that I can bring to Brian Jewelry. I have been instructed by Mademoiselle Goose that she would like those wedding items turned into something else. And she's going to let them figure out some ideas for it.
Yeah.
But that's what a professional jeweler can do. So if you have an idea, you have two choices. You can drive all over Alabama, run up hundreds of miles on your car, hoping to luck into it, or you can just have it made at Brian Jewelry. And they have you don't have to hire graphic designers or anything else, just work it out. And they will produce for you exactly what you envision. That's another option. Watches, they not only can create a watch there for you with your input, but they'll take care of it after the fact. So anything you buy can be repaired at Brian Jewelry as well. Full-service jeweler. Again, 7078 East Main and Prattville. Join the Brian Jewelry Club online at brianjewelry.com. Save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And yes, they can help you with financing as low as 8% at Brian Jewelry. Timeline next, 6:24.
As we roll into your Tuesday work day, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the River Region, and we don't see a lot of problems on the roadways for you this time of the morning. It's kind of busy out on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. We're starting to see some folks migrate out of the Wetumpka area on 231, so be careful there. And if you're on the interstates, we don't have any issues for you at all. Everybody's up at a speed limit ride. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can shop online and avoid the heat. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and get immediate savings on the Toyota of your choice. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Hi, Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. The River Region is experiencing a record year in real estate sales and looks like that trend is likely to continue. Low interest rates, lowest unemployment in decades, means more people are able to buy a house. In addition, our area welcomes thousands of new residents being transferred by the military or being transferred to a new job. Over 3,400 homes have sold thus far in our area, and 47% of our listings are selling in the first 60 days on the market. It's taking less time to sell a house than it has in a long time. Our listings have been getting offers and contracts, and we need more listings to sell. If you want over 40 years of local real estate experience, a team of positive, uplifting people, call the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or text me, 221-2883.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment on Northeastern Boulevard for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
By Chris Hemsworth. You're out.
The God of Thunder will now no longer be played by an Australian. The new Thor's a she, and she is worthy. She is Natalie Portman. physical training. No time for complaining. Gotta make her abs real hard. She is gonna get totally freaking ripped so she can protect Asgard. The best thing about being Thor is the prerogative to use the hammer. Oh, 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 now she is fighting, harnessing lightning, short skirt Mjolnir. Oh, 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 and she can fight if she isn't a guy. Oh, 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 ain't being modest, she is a goddess, up in the air. Is played by a woman.
Cue the Piccolo Players at 6:30 for the timeline for July 23rd. Is your host, Rich Thomas.
204th day of the year, 161 days remain. Hey, you gorgeous grandma. It's Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Yes. You know,
you can be a grandma at a very, well,
Let me just say this. There are some very hot grandmas in this town.
I'm not about to look up the youngest grandma ever. Like that age.
It's under 30.
So, yeah, let's do the math. You could be a grandma at what age, potentially?
Under 30.
Yeah, right.
14-year-old.
You get some bad turns in your life, you'd be a grandma way earlier than that.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, you got to understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
10 out of 9 doctors do not recommend that, by the way.
Is it hot enough for you, Dave? Boy, if I hear that again. Tomorrow will be cooler, by the way. And it's Vanilla Ice Cream Day. It's believed that Thomas Jefferson discovered the vanilla flavor when he went to France, and he introduced it to the United States.
Bless him.
Jefferson did that, too?
Yep.
What an amazing guy.
1715, the first lighthouse in America authorized for construction, Little Brewster Island, Massachusetts. I'm a lighthouse fan.
Me too.
Yeah.
We had one in Pompano. I used to walk to it along the beach quite frequently.
I have never been to the one at Cape, North Carolina.
Hatteras?
Cape Hatteras, thank you. They had to move that one.
Because of the storm, and erosion.
Yeah,
they had a lot of erosion along that way.
115 years ago in 1904, the first truly edible cone for serving ice cream. Now, here's what happened. It was at the St. Louis World's Fair. The waffle booth was next to the ice cream vendor. He ran out of dishes. So he rolled a waffle to contain the ice cream, and guess what? The cone was born.
That World's Fair had a serious impact on food, wasn't the hot dog?
You are right about that again. It was the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904. 57 years ago, 1962, Jackie Robinson, inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, broke the color barrier playing for the Brooklyn Dodgers. 1967, the Detroit riots were among the bloodiest riots in American history. They began on this date, ironically, during the Summer of Love. 1971, Paul Revere and the Raiders, number one on the singles charts with Indian Reservation. The song first recorded in 1959 by a Native American named Marvin Rainwater and released as a song called The Pale-Faced Indian. So what the hell? Let's make it our song of the day. I remember the original regional version of this song. Don Farden did it on CKLW. Here's the hit version, Paul Revere and the Raiders.
That include Elizabeth Warren.
Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan.
Let's just get this hook here.
Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe.
So proud to live. So proud to die.
What a great song.
Did Mark Lindsay do that at Happy Together last year?
No, he did not, as a matter of fact. That would have been a good one to do, right?
Yeah.
1982 on this day, 53-year-old Vic Morrow and two child actors, ages 7 and 6, killed in an accident involving a helicopter. Filming of in California on the set of Twilight Zone with director John Landis. Wow, this just awful. It was awful to live with, you know, if you're the, especially if you're John Landis. Also on that day in 82, Diet Coke is introduced. Yes, I'll have a double Whopper with cheese, large fry, but better make it a Diet Coke because I'm watching my waistline.
I just think Diet Coke tastes better than Coke.
I do, too. And that was because aspartame was introduced, because mm-hmm. every diet drink yep. prior to that was Drek. Tab, lemon, Pepsi, anything that was supposed to be diet was just awful.
I can't have a regular Coke or Pepsi now. It's too sweet.
Edmonton.
35 years ago, 1984, Vanessa Williams, first Miss America to give up the title, she resigned after it was discovered she had posed for a lesbian nude photo shoot for Penthouse magazine.
There were a lot of rivets in those pictures. That's what a friend told me.
1985 on this date, the Jeffersons last aired on CBS. 26 years ago in 93, Michael Jordan's father, James, murdered on a U.S. Highway 74 near Bennettsville, South Carolina. He stopped to take a nap in his Lexus. The guy who killed him is serving life. 1999, oh boy. Woodstock 99 kicks off the 30th anniversary. Didn't go well. Fires, rapes, fights, robberies, called off early. Woodstock 50... is a planned festival scheduled to be held August 16th and 8th through 18th at an undetermined location.
Hope you haven't gotten tickets for it yet.
Well, I don't think you can actually buy tickets yet, but it may be held at the upstate New York's Harness Track in the town of Vernon, Harness Track and Casino. That's a possibility now.
Not being able to buy tickets a month away from an event is a failure.
There was a piece Friday that said, no way this is going to happen.
No.
Well, all the artists had been paid. They were paid by the original investment people who pulled out in April, by the way. 19 years ago in 2000, Tiger Woods became the youngest player to win the career Grand Slam at the age of 24 with a record-breaking performance in the British Open. This is the day in 2011 that Amy Winehouse died of alcohol poisoning. She's a member of the 27 Club, a terrible a club to be a member of. 1 year ago in 2018, the National Transportation Safety Board pleaded with people to stop jumping out of their cars for the In My Feelings challenge, the viral challenge where people danced to Drake songs outside of a moving vehicle. Idiots. And now birthdays. Daniel Radcliffe, the little kid from Harry Potter, is 30 today. Monica Lewinsky, happy birthday, 46-year-old.
Screw you!
Nomar Garcia Parra is 46 today. Slash is 54. I forget his real name, but it's just weird real name. Woody Harrelson is 58. Rock on, David Essex. You're 72 today. Don Imus, is he still on the air?
He's a cadaver
now. Is he back on the air?
He's 79.
They well, I mean, up in front of a microphone on some channel.
I think he's on some hidden channel somewhere. We're 38 days to SEC football, preceded by the Duncan and Sons Predictathon. 130 days till Iron Bowl Saturday. Christmas Day is 155 days away. And now you're up to date on the timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, now here's...
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
I see some showers on the radar. Clanton, Selma, they're mostly light showers right now. They will fire up in the heat of the day and become more prominent as this front moves in our direction. So showers and thunderstorms today, some locally heavy downpours. Then through early evening, they're around, and then they die out as the front moves through. High temperature today held down to the low to mid-80s. Thunderstorms ending this evening. Turning cooler later, low 67. Tomorrow and Thursday, mostly sunny, less humid, comfortable days, cooler nights. Upper 80s daytime, mid-60s, mid to upper 60s at night. We're up around 90 on Friday. A little more humidity by Friday evening, and back to business as usual over the weekend. Hot and humid, hit or miss storms. Right now this morning, partly cloudy skies, a little 3-mile-an-hour breeze. It's 75 at 639.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
It's showtime.
Way to make our connection with the cast on Rising. CBS 8, ABC 32, if you're near a TV, pop it up. So you can see, actually, I'm losing weight. But don't say anything. I want them to know.
The TV adds 20 pounds.
That's gone up, eh?
Well.
That's a deep subject.
Isn't it, though?
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A lot of people get married this time of year, and money probably isn't the top thing that causes pre-wedding fights. Well, it is the top thing, but there are other things,
yeah,
right, Andrew?
There are other things. A few more common things couples fight about include where to get married, whether or not to invite an ex, and which family traditions to incorporate.
We've got a few marriage experts on our panel center this morning. Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
I'm out. Good morning.
Would you invite your ex?
No. Huh? No. Just out of a courtesy, because I'm sure at some point it would be awkward for both parties.
Yeah, I would think.
Even though, you know, you'd wish them well or whatever and be happy that they found somebody, it would be weird, I think. But that's just me. I'm a woman.
Send a gift, don't show up.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring it. I like that.
I would have happily attended when my daughter's mother remarried.
Mm-hmm.
And I was not invited, I think, because not of him. We get along great. You know, yeah. He's been a great partner in helping my daughter out. I think maybe his family would have seen that as a little odd. They're kind of stiff.
I think socially it's awkward. It's weird.
Did you discuss about honeymoon, no honeymoon, honeymoon now, honeymoon later? Or,
yeah. We took little honeymoon to do a bigger honeymoon.
Like, was it a hard discussion to have? I mean, was there any kind of, like, disagreement in that? Or was it a pretty easy...
What about children?
Decision.
What about children?
One question at a time.
Get right to the point.
My biological clock is ticking. I want to be a grandpa.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, talk to your daughter. Because you're not going to get that from Emily.
She is not currently married, and there'll be none of that.
I didn't mean that. Husband answered that question great. We were at a friend's daughter's birthday party the other weekend, and his mother said, "So when are y'all having kids?" And husband was like, "Whenever they come out." So it's just like, when it happens, it'll happen.
So,
good answer.
Andrew, did your wedding planning go smoothly?
Did it go? I mean, it's still in full swing right now. So
right.
Far, everything is going pretty smoothly, and I got to give it to Logan.
Yeah.
She has been a trooper and has taken care of the majority of things.
Yeah. I was going to say, I wonder if she's saying the same thing. Things are going smooth. Like, it's being handled. It's fine.
It's not.
I'm going to guess that she's not.
I feel like I comment on more things on her social media about the wedding than me and Andrew talk about.
What about grandchildren?
But I will say, Logan and I saw it a little bit differently on the honeymoon thing. I would have been okay with waiting a little bit and doing a big honeymoon.
Mm-hmm.
That was a deal breaker, I think. She had already said yes, but when I said, "Hey, do you want to wait a few months to do the honeymoon?" She was like, "No, we're doing the honeymoon right after the wedding. It's going to be fantastic." And I was like, "Yes, ma'am."
You want to take a break.
I've noticed a lot of couples now are doing a smaller intimate wedding and then having a celebration later, like a party later.
Kind of a reception
later.
Sort of, later on.
Well, we've got one of husband's cousins is getting married out of the country, and mm-hmm. so it's just family invited to that,
right?
Close family. But when they come back, like later in the fall, we'll have a big reception for them,
right?
So, but what about children?
I have answered this question. Asked and answered.
It's kind of uninviting without uninviting them. You're like, oh my God, I don't know if you can make it. It's in Bora Bora.
Sorry.
Just send
I
gifts.
I just
want to say.
It's a classroom. I'm sorry.
Andrew, my current marriage has outlasted the first three combined, and there's one word you need to learn. It's yes, that's all you got to do. Learn how to say that, and everything's going to be copacetic.
Yes,
dear.
We can't see the subtitles till after the show.
Right. He said, yes, dear.
Yes, dear is what he said, but he said it.
I said it in my droopy voice.
He said it in a...
bless
you. You remember Droopy? You were a kid not that long ago.
Yeah.
Yes, dear.
Okay.
They actually might
that's
not remember Droopy.
Yeah.
What about children?
Ah! I'm like, okay, but before...
So Greg, why did it take you four times to figure out that phrase?
Slow learner, Brian. Slow learner.
All right, but we have been saved by...
Must have been the humidity down there.
Saved by the producer.
So, yes, exactly.
We will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a great one.
Have a good one.
Producer could have been a little quicker on that one.
Must have been the humidity down in Miami.
And they're still going to call out about
New Brunswick. All right. I've had enough of them for today.
Ryan just couldn't, yeah.
Oh, God bless him.
Couldn't go a day without a dig, could he?
He's funny. I love his sense of humor. He's not as adorable as Rich. But he's, you know, we're blessed to have weather guys that actually have a personality.
Oh, yeah.
That's rare. And we are at 6:46. Tomorrow night, we will be gathering at Baumhauer's after the show. And we will be announcing a new contest. It's called Countdown to Kickoff. And we'll be giving away $25 gift cards.
Uh-huh.
To Baumhauer's. We will give the exact number of days and hours, a specific point in the morning show, to kickoff for one of the two teams. And all you have to do is jot that number down, and then we'll ask you to redeem it in the afternoon between 3 and 6. And I got to find out if those cards should have been here by now. I don't know what's taking them so long.
They're here.
Well, it was really nice for somebody to let me know that. Who's got them? So I know who to yell at.
Kristen has them.
No, I wouldn't yell at anybody.
Because they came in, and I got the package. I
mean, yell at Jay. If you're going to yell at somebody.
That's why you have so many X's.
Well, it had your name on it, but it also had, I was like, oh, these are the Baumhauer's things. So I told Kristen, she said, yeah, put them on my desk. And I did.
Good. 6:47.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch checking the River Region, and your travels are hassle-free this morning. We don't have any big problems for you. Traffic's building up on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. If you're traveling on the interstates, they are both up at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any problems on the 31s this morning. Let's be careful as we get on into work. Your nails will be beautiful at Bougie Nails, and your hair stunning at Sheer Experience. Both are in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You loved the original Lion King, cherished the Broadway musical, and paid $15 to see the CGI reboot. But Disney's not done yet. The Lion King is back again with sock puppets.
In the tube sock! The tube sock of life!
Simba, your eyeball fell off.
And coming soon, the Chicken King. It's the Lion King, but with chickens. And for you true crime fans, get ready to binge the Netflix crime documentary, Making a Mufasaer.
I didn't kill Mufasa. I was framed by the hyenas.
And finally, it's Shakespeare's The Lion King, an homage to the play we stole the original idea from.
To rip off Hamlet or not rip off Hamlet, that's not even a question.
The Lion King reboots. Just like the Circle of Life, it keeps coming back.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's...
Alright, silly bits replace silly gossip. There really isn't a whole lot to talk about today, I guess. People who are fans of the show Riverdale and the stars Cole Sprouse and Lily Reinhart.
Never seen them.
I haven't either.
Riverdale, I know.
I don't think I've ever seen a promo.
I don't know who those people are. It's like a comic book.
Well, it's about Archie, I think.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. She plays Betty, and he's Jughead. He must be a pretty good-looking Jughead.
Oh, he's Jughead? Okay, I know who Jughead is.
But they were carrying on a romance in real life, and they broke it off, and now the fans are all upset.
Wah, wah, wah.
Good one. Keith Urban says Nicole Kidman is a maniac in bed.
Okay.
I don't know why he felt it necessary to announce that, but take it from me.
Okay.
I want to know where the rest of this sentence is going.
Will you be feeling compelled to leave the room or something?
Well, just
make me nervous.
Finger on the dump button.
Take it from me.
Yeah.
Call the show this afternoon and I'll tell you what I was going to say this morning.
For $9.99 a minute.
The most valuable sports teams of 2019, let's count them down, shall we?
Based
number five.
Based on overall value.
Okay.
In other words, they could sell the team.
Right, gotcha.
Oh, I know. It's.
I didn't know if it was like ticket sales that were this week or this year or something like that.
They're in Texas.
Ahead.
The New York Knickerbockers are number five. Why? They suck? I don't know.
I guess no idea.
Yeah, but Knickerbocker is a funny word to say.
Well, there's their value right there.
I grew up in Knickerbocker Knolls in Sheffield Lake, Ohio.
Number four.
The Barcelona soccer team.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going worldwide.
$4 billion.
Wow.
I don't get it.
Number three.
Knicks? Is it?
No, Real Madrid soccer team.
Yeah. No. You're going. I didn't know we were going international with this.
Yeah.
So that's okay.
And then
number two,
Yankees,
yep.
Exactly, $4.6 billion. Surprisingly,
and number one
in Texas,
the Cowboys.
Yeah, Dallas Cowboys have been. Yeah,
$2 billion,
$5 billion. Yeah, they're the top. Do you remember when baseball teams sold for like less than you'd pay for a shortstop today? $10 million.
What did Steinbrenner buy the Yankees
less
for?
Than 10. He bought
wow.
him, and he bought him from CBS.
Yeah.
CBS, never let a television network own your favorite team.
Right.
Because they'll run it like they do a television network, and right. it ain't going to be good.
How does a television network own a team?
It was just one of those things. It was a byproduct of the 70s. But
who did they buy it from?
CBS?
Yeah.
Boy, that's a good question.
I don't know.
The Descendants.
I can look this up.
Time, if you give me enough time, I could think of the guy.
I know you could.
But we don't have that kind of time for me to think of it. It was the Rupert family. I think the Rupert family. Check it out.
Rupert's fun.
Colonel Rupert owned them for a long, long time. Or his descendants did.
Let me see. This is from 1964. CBS buys 80% of stock in Yankees baseball team. The Columbia Broadcasting System has purchased an 80% from Daniel R. Topping and Del E. Webb.
Topping? Rupert preceded them, I believe.
What kind of name is Topping?
I don't know.
These are my kids. Well, nuts, cherry,
it's caramel.
It's
better than side dish.
Or Sprinkles.
Sprinkles. That's their dog.
Sprinkles.
The Topping family.
This may be a topic we'll discuss on TV. Will theaters start charging prices based on the production cost of a film? In other words, you'll pay top dollar to see Lion King, but maybe less to see Dunkirk or something.
Well, they've got to do something differently, huh?
If they think nobody would... How about Heaven's Gate? That was an expensive movie, but...
Yeah.
Jeez almighty.
I thought that was the...
The cult.
The cult that...
the Kool-Aid and the purple Nikes.
That wore their tennis shoes and yeah. went on a comet.
Purple, it was the Hale-Bopp comet.
Yeah.
And guess
that
what?
That guy was freaky looking.
Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are making a movie called The Last Duel, in which it's the story of a knight and a squire who must duel to the death after the squire is accused of being naughty with the
knight. Is it a comedy?
I'll smile if they kill each other at the end of the movie.
I tell you, but the best they ever did was Good Will Hunting together.
Oh, that was a great film.
Yeah, it was great.
And you know what made it great? We didn't know what what their thoughts about the real world were then. They were just actors.
That yeah. Nice.
I'm glad.
He has kept their yap shut.
Alrighty. We are at 6:59 when we come back next hour. Jay will have random facts. By the way, I am going to show you a picture that a Facebook friend sent. One of our winners this week that won the $10 Food Outlet gift certificate by playing and winning the pop quiz showed me a picture of how much food he bought for 10 bucks.
Oh, that's neat.
And it's very, very impressive.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And that's coming up at 6:59.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats,